This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good people up here in Cumming, Georgia, Carl. People that definitely are semi-retired or have decided to take Thursday off here at Buffalo's Cafe. Buford Highway off of 400. Good time, fun time. Be here till 6 o'clock tonight, brother, with Dukes of Bell.
Yeah, man. And we just, you know, at the bar celebrating our listeners the way we like to celebrate.
Little fellowship.
So thank you guys for coming out. Let's talk to our man, Brian McFadden. We moved him up. He normally joins us on Fridays. But, look, we got Thursday night football tonight. Really good game, I think. And then we get into the weekend. B-Mac, it's good to have you on. Let's recap a little bit, because as much crap as I gave you about the Steelers and you said, look, they're going to be fine, they're going to be fine. Aaron Rodgers looked really good. Were you impressed with his debut?
No question. I think before Josh Allen played Sunday night, Aaron Rodgers was probably the best quarterback in the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games on Sunday before Josh Allen played. And to your point, it was almost like everyone was in a wild moment watching him just wheel and deal. And the thing I love about what I saw from Aaron Rodgers, he was uncomfortable a lot. He was uncomfortable. They did a lot of different stunts to put pressure on him, but he still stood up. He delivered. The play action was there. So, yes, man, Aaron Rodgers looked really, really good. And then most importantly, guys, we saw Aaron Rodgers smiling. We saw the fist pump with the high knee. He was actually enjoying himself. And I don't really – when you watched him a year ago with the Jets, you didn't really see those moments. Clearly he's having fun, and that's a good sign for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know that Aaron Glenn, so much was made of that cross-country flight, and then Aaron Glenn saying, you want to play? Get lost. Aaron Rodgers was certainly taking pleasure in it, but long-term, it was a grinder. You take, if you're a Jets fan, you say, Justin Fields, that's dynamic. There's still plays that he maybe left on the field. You feel the Jets can win 8-9 games this year, or is it still a work in progress?
You know, I think when you look at the surprises that we saw with Aaron Rodgers, I think you can say the same thing for Justin Fields in totality with the Jets offense, because they look really, really good. I mean, you right. talked about carving up a defense like the Pittsburgh Steelers with so many experienced high-level players on all three levels. Justin Fields had a field day. Unfortunately for them, they just made that one extra turnover that really right. changed the course of that ball game. But when you look at Justin Fields in week one for the Jets, he was really, really good. He ran the football. He extended plays. You know, Breece Hall was running, getting things going with the running game, and he was able to feature his wide receiver one in Garrett Wilson. So, yes, it was a loss. It was a tough loss, but you have to be encouraged about what you saw from Justin Fields and the Jets offense moving forward.
Before we get to tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, Packers, by the way, Commanders should be a good one. I want to ask you about the Dolphins. Do you feel like they're in trouble? They're 0-1. They look inept in week one. The offense was useless. I mean, they couldn't do anything. And you're starting to wonder now, is this going to be one of those seasons for the Dolphins where they might be one of the worst teams in the NFL?
Yeah, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And the reason why I say that is because before week one kicked off, we heard concerns about the Dolphins not being tough, looking good in joint practices. The chemistry wasn't there. Everything that we heard about the Dolphins surfaced last week against Indy. And we're talking about a team in the Colts. They hadn't won a week one game since 2014. Not only did they win, they dominated the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins didn't score until late in the fourth quarter. And that's very, very hard to imagine when you talk about a Miami Dolphins offense that has the fastest player in the league in Tyreek Hill. If he's not 1A, he's 1B behind Xavier Worthy. Another 4-3 guy in Jalen Waddle. Another 4-3 guy in Devon Achane. They have speed on speed on speed, and you cannot score points. So, yes, they're in trouble. This is a very, very important game for Miami. They're at home. The Patriots are coming to town. New head coach and Mike Vrabel. But me personally, I don't expect to see a lot or anything from Miami based on some of the negative things we've heard and seen how bad they played last week.
It is two-time Super Bowl winner Brian McFadden with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's the national afternoon game Sunday. We'll talk about tonight in a minute, but Philly and the Chiefs. Chiefs trying to avoid 0-2. Philly did not look great on defense, but hard to get a baseline without Jalen Carter. What do you make of this game? Because Kansas City's still a little banged up at the wide receiver position there, B.
Very much banged up. Very much banged up. I mean, that was an area of concern before Xavier Worthy went out, when we all heard that Rashee Rice would be suspended. Now they're missing their top two wide receivers. But we saw that last year, right? We saw that last year. We saw them missing Rashee Rice when he got injured, Hollywood Brown. But guess who emerged to be a playmaker for them? Xavier Worthy. Well, they don't have Xavier Worthy right now. So that is a huge blow to an offense that needs to have explosion-like plays, you know, big-time plays. It puts more pressure on the running game, which didn't show up last Friday against the Chargers, and it puts more pressure on Pat Mahomes. So, to your point, this is a critical game. But I can tell you this much, guys, if the Chiefs happen to lose, if they're 0-2, I'm not overly concerned. You know what I mean? Because we know they have the dude. They just need to get healthy.
Right.
Yeah, it's and you're right. This is a team that you trust that can turn it on. It's Brian McFadden joining us, guys, CBS NFL analyst. Let's talk about tonight because Micah Parsons, you know, dude, he gets 29 snaps. He jumps in there. Fourth quarter, he gets a sack. Green Bay's crowd going crazy. He had an impact is the point, B. And I like what I saw from their defense prior to Micah getting there. He's only going to make them better. Tell me what you're thinking about tonight because Jaden Daniels is that dude.
All right, so I got a cool stat for you guys and for the gamblers that are listening to us right now. Cool stat.
Yes, please.
Matt LaFleur, in his career in weeks 2 and 3, he's 12-0 ATS. Against the spread, he is 12-0 in weeks 2 and weeks 3.
Giddy up.
Now, one thing I know about winning and winning bets, you got to follow the trend. So that tells us that Matt LaFleur is great in terms of week one, week two adjustments based on that record. Now, when you look at tonight's matchup, yes, the Green Bay Packers defensively, you guys know what I say all the time. They got a lot of players that look like what they hunt. a cheetah can hunt another cheetah easily. You know what
that's
I'm
right.
saying?
That's right.
They look like what they hunt. And that's what they have. So now, when I look at this matchup, can they put the necessary pressure on Jaden Daniels? Can they make him uncomfortable? No question, I believe they can. So let's go back to a year ago, guys, right? 2024, the first and only meeting when Micah played against Jaden Daniels. Remember, the Cowboys won that ball game. The Cowboys had 4 sacks. Micah Parsons had 2. And he missed another 2 on Jaden Daniels also, if you go back and look and rewatch that game. So he had success against the Commanders in terms of putting pressure on Jaden Daniels. Now this is a revamped offensive line, but it's not just about Micah Parsons, guys. You got Rashawn Gary, who is another hunter. You got Van Ness, who is another hunter. They got 3 legit former first-round players that are professional sackers. And I think they will put the necessary pressure on Jaden Daniels to make things a little interesting for him.
And by the way, if you go back and look at it, don't forget, if you're trying to think about the matching up, Matt LaFleur versus Dan Quinn, the humiliating loss. Dan Quinn's defense under Mike McCarthy couple years ago in 23. So it's just to further reinforce what Bryant is saying about that rivalry. All right, what about our game, man? We talked a lot about, you know, the Vikings, and we know that they've got a great offensive mind. Brian Flores is going to try to throw some looks. When you were a defensive back and you were playing for the Steelers and you had a rookie or a young quarterback, was that always just part and parcel of the game plan to throw some unconventional looks at him?
Yeah, manipulate his eyes, man. Make him think he's seeing something that's not there. And regardless of how experienced you are as a quarterback, when you play against Brian Flores, that's what he's going to do. I mean, in the second half for Caleb Williams, he was in hell in the second half against the Minnesota Vikings. Some of the exotic looks they were throwing at him, along with the stunts with the front, he was so confused. Prime example, man, I saw a all-out Max Peel blitz zero look against Caleb Williams that they actually rolled to a half shell and played man-to-man to it with a lurk hole player, with a robber. Like, they did all of that in the sequence of the pre-snap alignment and going into the plate. And then they ran a stunt with the front four guys. So you got some type of pressure on the quarterback while he's trying to dissect. Wait a minute, it was a Max Peel look, which is an all-out blitz. They went to a two-shell look, but they actually played man-to-man. That is a lot to process for any quarterback. You can be a 15-year vet or a second-year pro. So those are the things that Michael Penix will have to be able to dissect. But the best way to slow those disguise concepts down is to get in manageable third-down situations. Because if you're in third and seven, third and eight, now Brian Flores, he can dial up these exotic looks. But you have to win first and second down. Remember this. When you watch the game Sunday night, Atlanta offensively, you have to win first and second down, because when you get in third and long situations, we split in Pittsburgh. Anything between third and seven or longer, we're dialing up heat, but we're also disguising it, which helps us to be in position to win, to make plays. So that's the main thing that I'm watching for Atlanta. Manageable third down situations can prevent some of the exotic looks from the Vikings.
Which J.J. McCarthy are we getting? The fourth quarter J.J. or the first three quarter J.J.?
Yo, I think Atlanta, they're going to get the fourth quarter J.J. And the reason why is because that quarter established so much confidence in him. It was like the first three quarters, he was trying to figure things out, didn't have his rhythm, and then something clicked where he said, oh, I can play ball. I can play in this league. And they're at home, which helps him. You know what I mean? He has the home crowd in his favor. So if you're Atlanta, he's going to be more comfortable than what he was against the Chicago Bears in the first three quarters. But it's your job to make him uncomfortable at some point in time in this ball game, and you have to do that early on. Because for Atlanta, I know you guys have talked about week one a lot. That was a game that really hurt, because you're supposed to win that game. And when you lose games that you're supposed to win in the National Football League, they feel like two losses, guys, because it's hard to be in position to have games right in your hand. So that's why Atlanta defensively, they got to stand up and make this young kid feel uncomfortable.
B-Mac, before we let you go, real quick, what do you make of Daniel Jones and this performance last week? I mean, they scored on every possession. Is this a revitalization of Daniel Jones and his career with Indianapolis?
Hey, you know what I think it is? I think because he's in a new organization, he has that Giants curse off of him. Think of it like this, man. I know we got some Giants fans listening to us, all right? And forgive me for what I'm about to say, but this is the realness. Players that leave New York go to new teams and ball out. Prime example, Xavier McKinney, right? Was with the Giants for 4 years. They didn't want to pay him. He leaves and go to the Green Bay Packers and had a career year a year ago. I think he had like six picks or something like that, whatever the case was, right? You look at Saquon Barkley. Granted, he was really good in New York, but he became better when he left. And guess who was up next? Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones is lobbying to be this year's Sam Darnold in 2025. You remember before Sam Darnold became the starting quarterback with the Vikings, everyone wrote him off. In the words of Geno Smith, I didn't write back. He didn't write back. Got that opportunity with Minnesota, turned that into a franchise-like deal. Now he's a franchise quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. That is what Daniel Jones is trying to do right now. And that was a great way to jumpstart his efforts in landing a lucrative contract along with stability as a starting quarterback. But can he sustain his level of play? That's the question. But in week one, Daniel Jones opened a lot of eyes and had a lot of people applauding him for how well he played.
Bryant McFadden, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the games over the weekend. Follow him, and we'll talk to you next week, B. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Interesting stuff, Mike. Manageable first and second, right? Downs. Mm-hmm. Get to short, third and short.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds simplistic, but that's the key across the league, and we've got to do that against a very good Vikings defense, according to BMAC. What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, live from Buffalo's here in Cumming, Georgia, where the bar is filled with people that are just having fun. Change this bar's name to Buffalo's Day Drinkers Cafe, Carl, here in the Cumming. Hey, we'll come back. Pablo Torre is not giving up on that story. NBA saying, what story about Kawhi Leonard getting extra money off the books? And the most disgusting food option offered at a college football game? What if I told you a purple corn dog could be in your future?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.